Americans love the guy in the garage inventor story, but invention is only one step. Successful inventors need to get legal protection, and that can be tough if you're working on your own. The average legal fees for just applying for a patent cost about $7,000, but now that cost won't be such a barrier for some inventors. As Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, low-income Wyoming inventors can now get free help with their applications.
On a snowy, cold day in the Denver suburbs, Glenn Vogel is tinkering in his laid-back garage workspace.
Welcome to the mess.
Vogel's a metal worker by trade. He lives part-time in Glendoe, Wyoming. But for years, he's run a custom metalworking business here. A few years back, Vogel hit on a design for a new kind of high-end wine rack he calls the Element.
The tubing that we've got is slit along the length, and lighting is inserted into that so that you can't see the lighting and all the labels are lit.
Vogel poured all of his effort into the wine rack, which he figured could be his big idea. Building the thing went pretty smoothly, but then Vogel started looking into protecting his idea with a patent. That process can take a few years, and the quotes Vogel was getting from lawyers were pricey.
$25,000 to $30,000 to file the patent, get everything done. Yeah. And I was sitting around scratching my head trying to figure out, okay, I got two kids in college, you know, how am I gonna manage this?
That might have been the end of Vogel's big idea. But a friend told him about the patent pro bono program, then recently launched in Colorado. It pairs low-income inventors with patent lawyers who will help them with their application for free. Vogel qualified for the program, got the legal help, and now has a patent on the Element wine rack.
Your inventor, they know their invention, but they don't know the law or the process to file an application.
Jennifer Rothschild is the program administrator for the Patent Pro Bono program based in Denver. It started serving Wyoming inventors a few months ago. In the past few years, the Patent Pro Bono program has connected lawyers with about 90 regional inventors like Vogel, working on everything from a rifle scope to a mechanized fishing troller. Rothschild says while there are already pro bono legal services in the area, most of them focus on things like housing or family law.
There wasn't previous to this an ability for a patent lawyer who has been trained in a very specialized area of law to give their time in the area of law that they know.
The Denver program is one of about 20 that together cover inventors across the country. John Kirkpatrick runs these programs for the U.S. Patent Office.
Really, the important thing is giving people participation in the patent system where they wouldn't be participating otherwise. And if things are successful for them, then they actually shift over from to becoming job creators in some cases.
But while it may be a lot easier to file a patent application these days, becoming a successful inventor is still as tough as ever.
Just because you have a patent doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you'll have a new product. At the end of the day, it's just a piece of paper.
Devonna Douglas is the director of the University of Wyoming's Research Products Center. It protects intellectual property developed there. The center has filed more than 750 patents since the late 90s. Just 10% of those have been licensed for commercial use, and even less actually become products. Douglas says there is a valley of death between patent and product.
Most innovations, you know, they're a great idea, but to actually get to a commercial product that's available to the public, you know, somehow have to get through that valley of death, and it takes a lot of money and investment and time.
Glenn Vogel says he's done $30,000 in sales of the Element wine rack over the last year. But he says he won't be joining Steve Jobs in the garage inventor pantheon just yet.
Well, I'd love to put myself up at that level, but unfortunately, the Ferrari's a ways off.
But Vogel says he is planning to expand his manufacturing operation into a space a little bigger than his garage. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryan.